The final budget provides additional funding for roughly 13,000 new students and increases per-pupil spending by 2%, enough to help school districts pay for the increased cost of employee benefits, but not enough for teacher pay raises. Lawmakers also appropriated ongoing money for extended-day kindergarten and dual-language programs. Democrats say while their top funding priorities were addressed, they were hoping to grow the pot with several tax initiatives that increased funding for education. But those initiatives failed to pass.
We think the public is ready to put greater investments in public schools.
Representative Joel Briscoe lamented efforts to restore 2.5 professional development days for teachers, a $21 million request that was also denied.
Teachers have received next to no support for implementing the Common Core curriculum. And the 2.5 days the Democrats asked to be funded in the budget would have provided teachers and schools time to implement the biggest change in curriculum for teachers have been asked to do in a long, long time.
But Executive Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Lyle Hilliard said the legislature spent every dime it could on public education.
It's not that we're sitting here on a pile of money and refuse to spend it.
Hilliard added if the legislature is going to raise taxes, it needs to see better results in the classroom.
That's why a lot of the legislators are pushing for innovation, computer kinds of testing programs, which the public education system is adopting, but not very readily.
In total, the state legislature added about $160 million to the $3-plus billion public education budget. Whitney Evans, KUER News.